welcome to another mini-sode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? We have climbers like you, listeners of this podcast, send in their song title. Send in one, send in as many as you want to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular, there is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Please put Song Title Challenge in the subject line so that it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I spring these titles live to Brent on the podcast, and we mimic what you should either be doing like in the beginning of a write or before you get to a write, where you've got this title and we try to cook up four or five different conceptual angles to write the lyrics before we begin to actually write the lyrics, to make sure we've got sort of the coolest angle on it, so that either you've got a great title and you're winning before you're spinning, or even with the most mundane title that seems like very compartmentalized and it could only go one way, if you cook up an unusual way like you did, Brent, with Drink You On My Mind, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's almost like an ambush, right? They're right. Prepared to hate it, and then you set them up in advance and they love it even more because they're like, wow, I never thought about it this way. That's really cool. And this is also a great exercise that will breathe new life into your wilted lettuce hooks in your hook book, right? The hooks that are 2, 3, 4 years old that you wrote down that you just haven't given much thought to, because whatever energy it was, the muse that led you to write that down and put it in the hook book, maybe that energy's kind of worn off, and you go back and do the song title challenge for it, and all of a sudden, wow, there's new energy, there's new life. And Brent, you've done a bunch of those, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting fun results from it. We're getting songs that are, I'm trying to look at some of these. I think I have at least a couple songs on hold, maybe, you know, that are started from a song title challenge. And yeah, so it's been fun. It's been like, I'd never don't know what to write. Like, it's my part of my daily process on my good days anyway. I don't always do it, but I try to. I'm just going through and it gets the wheels turning. So I feel like I'm always stocked up when I go into a co-write. I was like, I got ideas. You need ideas. I got ideas. So it's been working out for me. I really enjoyed it.
That's killer. And this is not a co-write in any way, shape, or form, guys. It's just a fun, creative exercise that we want you to just be thinking deeper about your lyrics before you begin to write them, like, and start with the angle of that song. So the only thing that we do require is we get an invitation to the number one party, right?
That's right. We do love the number ones and the parties.
Are you ready, sir?
Oh, might as well.
Today's, I feel like it's very compartmentalized. So I've also made a point out of just giving my initial thoughts on the title.
Hot take. Yeah.
My hot take on the title. And then it's always fun to watch how it develops after the song title challenge, because you may agree or disagree with the hot take, like right after I announce the title. But this is from a fellow Arkansian from Cabot, Arkansas. His name is Rick Burden.
Rick.
And Rick's song title is I Look Good on Paper.
Okay, Rick Burden.
I look good on paper.
All right, I'm just writing this down here so I have it in front of me. I look good on paper. All right. Well, first time in the studio, first stuff we recorded was in Austin, Arkansas at Blue Chair Studio, which is just outside of Cabot, Arkansas. So it's in central Arkansas.
Oh.
Woo pig, Rick. So, yeah, well, I was talking last step or upcoming episode about Matt Dane being in the studio for the first time. That was in outside of Cabot.
That's where
Arkansas.
You guys went? Was Cabot?
It's Austin, Arkansas, which is just outside of Cabot. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, so, hey, Rick, thanks for sending this in. All right, I look good on paper. So, what's your hot take first, Johnny? I don't think you've given that
so,
yet.
So, well, my hot take is that this is a very one-dimensional title. Mm-hmm. And that I can immediately think of where the lyrics should go with this. There's not a lot. It's not wide open to me. Mm-hmm. So I'd be interested to see like what I feel like I'm in a room with one idea and I can't get out. So it'll be interesting to see what walls we break down in the song title challenge.
Yeah. What's interesting to me about this is like it's the opposite. Like I've heard the phrase normally is I don't look good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess I've heard the phrase, well, it looks good on paper. We'll see how it actually works, right?
Yeah.
And so this is, I look good on paper. So normally I don't look good on paper is like, and I've heard that song written before is, you know, I've got my scars, my history, I got some story to me. I don't look good on paper, but I'm a good guy or I'll love you or whatever. I just don't look good on paper,
right.
You know, kind of thing. Or trying to get a job. I don't look good on paper, but I'll work hard. The I do look good on paper is interesting to me. And at the moment it has me stumped on like, how can we make this a commercial thing? Cause you know, I'm a commercial hammer. I'm trying to hit commercial nails and usually country songs and that sort of thing. Okay, this is where genre can open up some ideas for you. If you think about it in a Christian thing, like a Southern Gospel or CCM thing, I look good on paper. Like I go to church 7 days a week or whatever. I go to church, you know, on Wednesdays, twice on Sundays. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't drink and I don't dance and whatever. I got the things. I look good on paper, but I don't really know Jesus. You know, there's that thing of like cultural Christianity. I follow the rules, but I don't have the relationship. So that's one thing that, because to me, there's the built-in contradiction of I look good on paper, but
right,
I'm not really good. Or I don't look good on paper, but I am worth the shot, right? So it's that, like, seems like there's a natural.
It's the juxtaposition of it, yeah.
Yeah, that seems baked in, and maybe I should even rethink that. But that's, so I think if I look good on paper, then the reality is not that. Because that's normally what it means, then that makes me think, okay, well, in what way does it not look good on paper? Especially you're talking about yourself, is like, well, I may look good on paper. I may look and walk like a Christian, talk like a Christian, but I don't really know Jesus. I'm not really saved. And there's a lot of that. And people, and I've written about that kind of concept before and stuff. And so you might be able to go there. It's pretty, like, although I wouldn't write it for a Southern Gospel thing, because then the singer has to be the guy that says, I'm not really saved. All that stuff, right? So that's not going to fly.
You could take the artistic license, I think, in this title and possibly go to a third person with that.
He looks good on paper, right? Yeah, that opens it up a whole lot more. You know, you might look good on paper, but is your name in the book of life?
Ooh.
You know, there's that sort of thing, like, yeah, on paper, but are you in the book, right? So that could be definitely more of a Southern kind of thing, because there's a little bit of that fire and brimstone, like, do you really know Jesus? Because you might walk the walk, but if your name's not in the book, if you don't have a relationship, it doesn't matter about the rules. Rules don't save you. It's a relationship. So that could be a whole thing, which would be much more comfortable going. You might, you know, you think you look good on paper, but is your name in the book of life? Whatever. It's not about looking good on paper. It's having your name in the book of life. So that could be one aspect of it. But yeah, that's taking a little artistic license, changing the eye is very limiting, which makes it way trickier.
Especially for a commercial kind of. If you're writing a commercial song, no matter what the genre is, if you're trying to get somebody else to cut it, they have to agree with the eye, you know?
Exactly.
And brand, there's no and room spiritually. And yeah. So you get to do whatever you want to do if you're the artist. But in this case, but how about this? What if the but is before? I'm blah, 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 but I look good on paper.
I look good on paper. Yeah.
What would that be like?
I'm a screw up, but I look good on paper. I mean, you could be doing like a sarcastic song about the screw up that keeps getting promoted and keeps getting better job titles. They keep failing up, or about a politician.
You could write it about the music industry where you just fail upwards. You know what I mean? Like that's a conversation I straight up had with Gary, like my buddy of mine, who's like, you know, big time in the TV industry. And literally when he went to school for the gig that he does, you know, he always planned on getting into the entertainment industry. Like they tell you in school, like when you're like a TV executive, if you say no, you're right 80% of the time. And there are freaking people that have escalated up the ladder of Hollywood and with zero successes that just say no.
That just don't have failures or whatever.
It's like weird. But that could be an interesting little metaphor of life. You know?
I mean, that could be, it feels like it'd be kind of a rock song, almost like a Dirty Laundry or All She Wants to Do Is Dance. Yeah, but I look good on paper. You know, like that you're taking on the character of this, could be this the slimy politician or you can take a shot at a lot of people. You did the preacher that doesn't.
Oh, that's doing like hookers and heroin on Friday night.
Exactly. That kind of preacher, or you could, you know, even take it to more of a, gospel-y type song, not gospel, but like a Christian based song going, you know, maybe he's not hookers and heroin on the weekend, but his heart's hard and he's greedy and he really likes people looking at him. And it's like, yeah, but he looks good on paper. You know, if you can see his heart, he looks ratty.
See, that's interesting. And you could make it first person, but like a story in the way that Mick Jagger did Sympathy for the Devil, right?
Yeah. If it's very clear,
please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and so it's very clearly a role that he's playing and it can't be misconstrued in any way, shape, or form. That's
and that
singer.
feels that feels more rock and roll, or maybe folk, even like, because country doesn't really do that as much. Not that you can't write it that way. Southern doesn't do, you know, so it makes me think like some of these other genres lend themselves to that a little bit more of taking on this shady character. But I look good on paper. It could be, what if it's from the perspective of like the abusive boyfriend, the guy that seems to have it all together, but he's really just a piece of crap. Mm. You know, and I mean, it could even be a girl singing that from the guy's point of view. Yeah, but I look good on paper, and I don't really love you. But you look good on my arm. I'm a
you're gonna think I love you.
Look good on paper. Yeah, you belong on toilet paper.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting. Like a that could be. I mean, a pop female, R&B female, rock female could sing from the point of view of this dirtbag guy. But he looks good on paper.
And you could do it that way, too, with the back to the record business thing, like in a Billy Squire, The Stroke kind of a way, which was all about the music industry.
Okay.
And the way that, and there's been a lot of artists that have done that, like where they're just going to talk about kind of the BS that happens or whatever.
And yeah. It's
like, but put it from that way. But I look good on paper because, you know, I've signed all these artists or whatever. So I'm the man. Yeah. But you're like, yeah, you're also a complete arse.
Yeah. I wonder if you could almost make it where it's like, but I look good on TikTok, but I look good on screen. I look good on Pixel.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all because that's what it is these days, right? It's like, oh, you know, he's got a million TikTok followers, but he can't sell out his living room.
Yeah.
Or she looks amazing, like she's got it all together and her marriage is falling apart. Or, you know, that kind of stuff. Or
that's so the metaphor right there. That's the metaphor right there for people who, like, there's so many people that just have this, like, perfect life on Facebook, and it's complete shite.
Right.
It's an utter lie. Like, I know people like this that are, like, so, it's so over the top. You're like, oh, my God. Like, they'll post something on Facebook that's controversial and then systematically go through and remove all the dissent comments, you know, so that it looks like everybody only agrees with them. And you're like, wow, man, that's
my wife is immediately, doubtful of someone's marriage situation. The more they're like, you know, posting pictures with their hubby, my hubby's the very best. I just want to thank him. She's like, they'll be divorced in a month.
Methinks thou doth protest too much. Yes.
Methinks thou dost kiss up too much. That's my wife's like, she's like, oh no, no. And my wife doesn't post anything. But paper could be
the metaphor for social media.
Yeah. Is there a way to kind of draw that where you just go, you know, you're talking about social media, but it's not literally on paper. So I'd be wondering, like, can we make that? Yeah. I look good on Pixel. I look good on Facebook, but I look good online. I look good online.
Yeah.
Basically. There I wish a little bit of that Brad Paisley thing online, but could be more of a social commentary, not just the humorous take that he took. But of course we're changing the title. But it's in there, right?
Yeah.
I look good on paper. Boy, you really open it up just by changing the pronouns. If he looks good on paper, then it's one girl. It could be a female song going, ah, he looks good on paper, but I'm just not feeling it. He's everything on the list that I should want. I just don't. Like, should I do this? Should I not? He looks good on paper, but he just doesn't, you know, I'm just not in love.
How about changing the conjunction? And I look good on paper.
And I look... All this and a bag of chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I look good on paper too, which is pretty confident.
But it could be, but if you do that and you make it like self-deprecating lyrics, but, you know, it's kind of like I could buy me a boat, like the setup in that, which is like I'm going to win $1 million and I'm going to be rich and I could buy me a boat and a truck to pull it, you know? Like,
yeah. But also, what can paper mean, right? So we're taking in the usual meaning of I look good on paper. Mean I have the measurables. You know, he's got a good job title. He's blah blah blah. All this stuff that you kind of the check mark for. He looks good on paper for whatever the situation calls for. Like if it's a dating thing, well, he's young. He's in shape. He has a good job, good income, nice house, nice car. Boom, he looks good on paper. But you know, and normally there's the but there. What other ways could this mean? Like, I look good on paper. What could that paper be? You used to work in the mortgage industry. Like, everyone thought that the bank used to think everyone looked good on paper. Like, signing that paper. Yeah, you can get the house.
Yeah.
You can get the loan. Everyone looked good on paper. But he said, I look good on paper. So I signed. You know, the devil had danced in empty pockets. So there's that kind of thing too. They said I look good on paper and they gave me all this loans I didn't need. What I'm trying to think of, like, if a Chris Jansen did, I look good on paper. What is that paper? Like, is it,
it could be a record contract, like you said.
Record contract.
I thought I looked good on paper and I got nothing from the label type of a thing, which would be a metaphor for life. You know, but you got to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Garden party, right? Like, you got to please everyone, but you got to please yourself. And
yeah. I'm trying to think, like, is there a fun way of going, and I look good on paper, like signing on the dotted line with a something. Is there some way that means like showing up with a beer? Is there some way that means, you know, got your country boy cred, I look good on paper, you know, or it's the oceanfront property. You know, if you buy all that, you'll believe this too.
And then I look good on paper. Oh, you know, there it is, like self-deprecating. Oh, and that could also be tied into the faulty preacher television evangelist person where you're talking about that. And it, yeah, dude, I love that. Like,
let's see. I'm trying to think of the really fun thing too. Like, how would, buy me a boat, like that kind of vibe. Like, how can you make that? I look good on paper, you know, signing the receipt to buy the beer, you know, like, yeah, I look good on paper. Maybe everyone's my friend. Why? Cause I look good on paper, signing my name on the bar tab, buying the beer for the house, because that comes down to what I'm buying people. But maybe I look good on paper, like in a different way too. But that's getting it fun, right? Like, yeah. I don't have this, it I don't have that, but song. I look good on paper when I'm writing the check for the keg, you know, or signing my name on the receipt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because it's your name on there. So it's you looking, people are like, heck yes. You know, that's like, what are some ways we can really get outside the, like, what could the other paper be?
Right.
Let's see. I look good on paper.
In the rap community, I mean, they're talking about like, if you got papers, that means you got money. That's money.
Yeah.
They're talking about dollar bills, you know?
Yeah.
Could it be that? Could it be?
I look good on paper. On paper. Yeah. Because that's looking good with paper. I look good on paper. Sitting on a fat stack.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because I'm sitting on my wallet. I look good on paper.
Yeah.
Sitting on a stack of bills or sitting on a stack of,
sitting on a stack. Yeah. that could be pop country right there. You know, on
that. That might be something like, I look good when I have money. You know, I'm sitting on a fat wallet. Yeah. That's when I look good on paper. If you can draw that, like the paper meaning like dollar bills or Benji's or whatever.
Oh, I got it. All right.
What?
It's like, it is, it's Friday night. Mm-hmm. It's payday, right? I love Friday because I look good on paper. You know,
I got that check.
Yeah, because I got that check. And I got my name on the check, dude. And I'm going to go.
I look good on paper.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody knows to call me up. I guess I look good on paper or something. Yeah.
Yeah, what if it's your name on the check? Like, how does that?
That's funny.
And you could do that, too. With like, okay, what if the paper is a marriage license?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought, damn, I look good on paper. You know, you can put a little something before that. Like. What else could your name be on that makes you look good on paper?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. The marriage license, wouldn't be a tattoo. It'd be on skin. The marriage license. Yeah. Writing checks. And as long as I'm buying, everybody's a friend of mine. Guess I look good on paper, you know?
Yeah.
Or you could also make it a third person thing. He looks good on paper, you know, signing checks and what, you know, he's a dirtbag, but he's got a bunch of friends cause he's rich. I look good on paper. It's almost like everyone wants my autograph because I look good on paper, especially if it's payday and that's when you get all the bill people calling on payday, you know, or
there
everyone,
you, go.
You know, yo money, this wanting you to cut them a check. I guess everyone wants my autograph. So I guess I look good on paper.
Yeah, dude, that's it. So you could set it up. Yeah. That could be like, so, such a setup to be so unbelievably obnoxiously egotistical, but then the ambush at the end of the chorus is when I'm signing checks to send the bills out, and there could be late bills. You know, it's the red bill that you're it pops out more when it's red. You know, it really cuts through. Like,
the red really pops. Those final notices really pop when they say.
Yeah.
That's but it fun. Could also be, it could also be like, if you did this whole story of, I guess I look good on paper, is like I went and got all this stuff on credit, because I didn't know I could afford this.
Yeah.
I guess I look good on paper. Everyone wants my autograph. Sign here, sign there. Thank you. And then it comes around to like now the bills are coming due and you don't have it and everyone's wanting your autograph.
See, why? That's
I guess
good
I look good
too.
On paper.
That's good too. Oh my God. That's good too.
And so that's a fun kind of story. I mean, it's a story song, you know, and you could take that funny, serious, whatever. I mean, at the heart of it, it's a downer. Like, dang, you know, you're in debt and you're up to your eyeballs and creditors are coming after you. It's not exactly a party song, but
I mean, it could be in the same manner that Tim McGraw served up. It's a business doing pleasure with you.
Yeah.
You know, it can be just a cool,
a little tongue in cheek, but still sharing some,
yeah,
sharing some wisdom. Like you might want to think about this, you know, they may not have your best interest at heart when they give you that money.
Right. Like you could go down the road of like how very lightly touching on, I've just figured out like what compounding interest means, you know?
Yeah. Now I have a compound headache.
I have a compound headache and I need a compound cocktail.
Compound fracture.
A compound fracture of my financial situation.
Yeah. I look good on paper, but I look good on paper. I mean, it's, I don't know. There's so many ways to go, but the eye is what really makes it like the challenge.
I think we got like 5 or 6, dude, already. Like, yeah. I mean, we
just
really.
Depends on your genre, what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
So.
That went a lot farther than I thought it was going
to
go.
Oh, there we go. Because it has to, man. That's the thing. You got to dig deep on some of these titles that aren't like right there.
Yeah. And it wasn't until we pulled it off of like the way that it was meant to be, the colloquialism understanding of it.
Take it off that.
When we took it off that, then we went down that rabbit hole and all of a sudden it's like pow, 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 pow. That's, it's so good.
Yeah. So many ways to twist it. Yeah. We looked at the meaning of paper. What other ways could we mean paper?
My signature. And like everybody, like you could write a total rock star song and it turns out that it's just, you sending checks out to the bill collectors, like, and you're just the middleman, right? Between, and you could tie that in too with getting your name on the paycheck. Like, I guess I look really good on paper because I feel like really good over here. And then they like it when I look really good on the bill, you know, when I say,
yeah, I mean, because it could be a total rock thing and not even like a downer of I'm broke or whatever. Just like I'm making money and I see my name on the check and I look good on paper. And here come the people with their hand out. I guess they know I look good on paper waiting me to sign their checks.
Yep.
My name is in a different spot. It moved over.
Dude, but everybody wants my name.
But everyone thinks I look good on paper. And I'm getting paid and paying. And
how can you make that sound like you're freaking Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue? Like you're just a rock star. Everybody wants your autograph, you know? Everybody wants to say your name.
And autograph too. And could be straight up autograph. I'm getting paid. So my name's on the check. I look good on paper. Everybody's lining up to get my autograph. Dang, I look good on paper. And here comes everybody with their hand out too going, you got to pay for the, you know, all the stuff you got to pay for.
I look at that lifestyle. Paper, but I never thought it was going to be the stuff I got to pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
You got that little rhyme scheme that could work. You know?
Yeah.
That's a Chris Jansen thing right there, dude. Like,
so it could be, and you could do a country boy version of that too. Yeah. Like the, you know, just maybe not as hookers and heroin kind of thing, but you could still do like, man, I'm finally, you know, you do the country boy version. Like I'm climbing that ladder and dadgum, I'm doing well. I get the check. I'm like, whew, thank God I look good on paper, finally.
Yeah.
And then everyone wants me to go take them out to eat or whatever. Yeah. Bill people are calling now.
Or like, the wisdom is how your people first time
everyone
around
wants
tend
me
to increase
sign on to
their living standard with the check. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I have all these opportunities. People want me to buy stuff. Just sign right here. Ooh, guess
like,
my
dude,
name
straight
was
up, straight up. When I was in the mortgage industry, I remember getting an application for a dude that had a $100 million tax return. Okay. Ooh. He owned 30 companies. I mean, that the file was as tall as me of all the tax returns from all the companies and all the schedules from all the companies that he owns. $100 million tax return, bro. Dude's living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Straight up paycheck to pay. I got all excited because I saw that number. I'm like, whoa, this is the thing. And my buddy Eric was like, you better look at that, dude, because I'm like, we got to find out. But this is why we have to go through and look at everything and find out where the money is and what's going on. You find out, like, this cat can't afford to buy a freaking house. You know what I mean? Like, he can't afford a $500,000 house.
He looked good at the top of the paper.
Yeah.
Not so good at the bottom. line. Yeah.
That could be that statement, right? Like, oh, I keep getting a bigger check. I look better on paper now. And then it's like, oh, and then
I'm everyone's coming at you going, watch you buy this, sign here, sign there. Guess I look good on paper. And then at the end, it's like everyone's want, you know, so that could be kind of a fun, kind of a fun thing. So
I think we got some good looks at that, man.
Yeah. Rick, thanks for sending that in. Tell Arkansas I said hi and I love them. Give a big old woo pig wherever you are. They'll understand. They'll love you for it. So, but yeah, hey, if anyone else wants to send one in, or Rick, if you want to work on this one, I do private coaching. I do coach writing, which is where I actually get in there and dig in and work on the lyric with you. I do consultations. I do Q&A. I can listen to songs you've already written and hopefully help you debug them, make them stronger. I can help you repair your song or prepare your song. I also do private song title challenges. If it's something you don't want to put out here on the climb, that's perfectly cool. You can get all the details. You can see my calendar and you can book a session at songwritingpro.com/coaching. That is songwritingpro.com/coaching. And look forward to helping you.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Send your titles in. As many as you want to info@daredevilproduction.com. Please put song title challenge in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And we'll spring it to Brent live on the air, maybe on the next episode. Guys, this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.